This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update, getting that first date. You go out, you have a good time, and then for some reason you get blown off, and then you don't get that second date, and that's why we come in here.
Right, it's so hurtful.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen, and it has happened to Ben here this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, man. Thanks for calling the show. We appreciate that. You went on a date with Taylor, is that right?
Awesome. Yeah, I did. She was really sweet.
All right.
We really hit it off.
So where did you guys meet?
We met on Tinder, and we chatted on that for like a little bit, and eventually exchanged numbers. And after about a week and a half of just texting, I asked her if she wanted to get some dinner, and it's great. She showed up. She was gorgeous. We had a really nice conversation. I felt everything was going really well. We decided to offer this. She wanted to maybe take a stroll around James Madison Park, which I think is really nice. And we went and had this like solid conversation, sat on a park bench. It was fantastic. It was nighttime. It was beautiful. And then night ended and have not heard from her at all.
All right. So, but did the date start off promising and then end kind of not that way? Or did it end with a bang? Did you give her a kiss?
Honestly, like, that's why I'm so confused, because I felt like I was on my A game. I felt like everything that I was doing, she was totally vibing on. And, it sounded great. And, like, by the end of the night, I felt like we were just completely on the same wavelength and a little good night. Pecked on a cheek, and that was it. But still, I felt like it was a great night.
Yeah.
When you were at the park, did you, you know, walk side by side, or did you, like, walk in front of her?
No, I think I walked by her side, I think, a couple times. Yeah, and then we sat on a park bench, and then you're side by side.
Were you guys holding hands?
I'm not really into, like, holding hands that much, but we played, like, footsie a little bit when we were on the park bench. So.
Cute.
Oh, a little park bench footsie action. All right, well, it does seem strange. I mean, it seems like you guys were hitting it off, and now she's lost all contact with you. So what we're going to do, Ben, we're going to call Taylor right now. We'll see what happened and get her side, and maybe see if we can't get you guys back together, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Taylor?
Yes.
Hi, Taylor. This is Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Hi.
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 Hey, we are doing a second date update where we talk to people that have been out on a date, and for whatever reason, one of the parties doesn't really respond very well. And I hate to tell you, but that party today is you. You went on a date with a guy named Ben.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember Ben?
Yeah,
and
I do.
So, I don't know, we're just trying to figure out, you know, he seems you've been kind of despondent lately, and he hasn't really been able to get some texts from you, and we were worried.
So what happened?
Well, I'm fine. Yeah.
What's going on with you and the Benster?
Well, things got a little weird.
Things got a little weird.
I like this already. Keep going.
Yeah. We met on Tinder, which is obviously, you know, kind of a weird place to start, I guess.
Right.
But by the end of the date, he was really into my feet.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, before we met, he asked me to wear sandals. I thought maybe this had something to do with where we were walking, or I don't know.
Yeah, like you guys didn't go
really
to a beach.
I didn't think much of it at the time.
Maybe
there's so many of them here in Madison.
Yeah, I didn't think much of it, but, we went on the date. Everything was going fine. You know, he's real cute. We had great conversation. And we're walking in the park and sit down on this bench and chatting, and he offers to rub my feet.
All right.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And, hey, you know, who am I to turn down a free foot rub?
Right. Right.
You know,
yeah.
How often do you get that offered? So I was like, great, yeah, sure. But then while he was rubbing them, he started, like, making these noises, like, kind of creepy and, like, sniffing my feet. It just was really, really, really uncomfortable.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that during the massage, at some point, he pulled your foot up to his nose and smelled your feet?
Yes.
So this dude has a foot fetish.
You think?
Yeah. I have been through these 3 times where the guy wanted to suck on my toe. I'm like, that's disgusting. No.
3 times?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It wasn't me. It was them.
Yeah. Hey, so Taylor, when he started sniffing your feet, what was the very first thing that went into your mind?
They must smell horrible.
Cute.
Gross. Oh, my gosh.
Did he try to suck on them?
No, he wasn't quite that forward, but
that would have been weird.
That's a little gross. There's some people that I don't like feet. I'm not a big feet I don't mind them. There's some people that just totally get, you know, grossed out.
It's just weird. They love the toes when they're painted and
I do like that. I like a girl that takes care of her toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what happened here? So he's doing the foot rub. He's smelling your feet. At this point, you got to be thinking this guy's going to wear me for a skin suit in this park later on. What happened?
I mean, I tried to end the date as gracefully as possible. I should get going kind of thing.
All right, so then you guys kind of ended it, and then and so that just totally turned you off. I guess you're not into the foot thing.
Not especially. And you know what? Whatever you're into, whatever. I'm not judging. It's, you know, we were on a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was basically molesting me in the park.
Or at least your foot.
Your foot.
Well, Melissa, I got to tell you, Ben is hanging out with us here. we got a lot of the story. We did not, Ben, get the foot side of the story. You got a little foot fetish going on.
Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
So, yeah, I mean, awkward to hear. I didn't think that she would probably bring that up. I love feet. I thought that Taylor was a beautiful woman with some beautiful feet. I thought that she was giving me every impression during the date that that was something that she was possibly into. And since we were vibing so hard during the date, in the park, everything, I thought it was, you know, an invitation, I guess.
Right, yeah.
How did you get that vibe?
Well, you know, I put myself out there by asking her to wear sandals. And I think that in the community, that is something that is well understood, actually.
Yeah, you don't know about the community,
I don't.
Jorge.
No, so I'm learning. I'm trying to, you know,
right.
That's
teach
awesome.
Myself.
The community, you wear sandals, you go to a park,
right.
You start rubbing the feet and smelling them. It's all a process.
Sandals mean you can sniff my feet.
Hot.
I get it.
All right, so did you, at any point, Ben, did you ever say to yourself, she might not be into this?
I think at the very end, yeah. I mean, well, I guess maybe I should just apologize. You, Taylor, I didn't know that that was something that was so out of left field for you. I should have been more candid in how I brought it up.
Well, I see that's sweet. Well, normally what we do here, Taylor, is we actually will offer you to go back out. I'll pay for everything on your next date. If you want to go back out and try it again with Ben, and maybe now that you know this, you can kind of have that thing down. You can wear Dr. Scholl's or whatever you're going to do.
Wear boots.
Get him a foot
just
scrub.
Go barefoot, man.
And then you guys can try it again, but it's totally up to you, Taylor.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Oh,
look at that.
Listen to him. Cute.
That's great. And I will promise I won't put any foot thing out there until you're comfortable if you are ever.
Nice.
There it is.
See, and Ben's excited because I'm going to foot the bill. You get it? I'm here all week, guys.
Such a dork.
Download the podcast now. Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays at 6:20 and 8:20 on 93.1 Jams. Download the podcast now. Clickworthy, the internet.
According to Krista.
So all morning long, things trend online, and we put them together for you in your clickworthy stories with Marco and Krista, because we're good like that.
That's how we roll. Yes, indeed. And in minutes, your pop quiz question, who are the big winners of the MTV EMAs? I'll let you in on that. But first, listen, if you were trying to see Kanye West at the Forum in L.A. last week, you got a shock of your life when he cut it short. He's like, dude, lights up. This is done. It's because, again, he had a hoarse voice, and he didn't want to continue singing any longer. So
the hoarse voice
thing. It was getting a little raspy for him to continue, so he just said, I can't finish the show. He said he was tired. I mean, this was his 6th show in a row. It could happen, right? But, of course, people weren't pleased at all. They started booing, and he promised them a refund. But Ticketmaster said, Yee isn't authorized to make those type of promises, but we'll work on it.
Oh, he's not authorized.
Yeah. Come on. I'm calm. Kanye.
I'm authorized to do whatever I want.
I do what I want.
I'm Kanye West.
I'm Kanye. Something I absolutely love, of course, is Thanksgiving. Love to make the turkey meals, and I love stories surround it. People in Davis, California have been calling 911 because there's an aggressive turkey that keeps harassing them. It's pretty funny. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Davis, how can I help you? Yes, this is almost embarrassing. I am trying to get into my office on G Street in Davis, and I have this huge turkey surrounding my car, circling me, and I don't know what to do.
Hi, I got a turkey here that just won't let me leave. It's just put me in a corner, and I can't exactly go anywhere. It's just sitting here, and I got to get somewhere.
I gotta get to work, dude.
Wow.
Gotta get to work. That's funny.
The turkey's like, I'm not getting cooked for Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm gonna take it to the people.
Yo, honey.
I'm gonna take the force.
I need your vote.
I'm gonna just be that. He's gonna be the guy. He's on demand. I love it.
He's adorable, right? Yeah. It's kind of like those videos when we come across where the cat won't let them cross.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get out because my cat's in front of my door.
I like it. He's taking stuff into his own hands.
Yeah.
Or his own feet.
I do it. Oh, poor little guy. He's probably not going to make it.
Well, he sounds like he's making it just fine.
you're fine.
Actually.
All right. So Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, and Shawn Mendes were among the big winners at the MTV EMAs. Now, Shawn performed his hit Mercy, which I totally love. And he took home Best Male.
First off, my incredible fans worldwide, you guys are outstanding. You make me look so cool everywhere. So thank you so much. MTV EMAs for having me. It's an honor. Thank you. My incredible team management and labels. And my mom's birthday is today. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you. To her.
He's so cute. Now, Bieber, he did not attend the awards, but he did win Best Song for Sorry and Best Fans. And Lady Gaga also took home 2 trophies, nabbing Best Female and Best Look, as did 21 Pilots, who won Best Alternative and Best Live Act.
Wow.
Yay! Awesome.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, loving on that. So there you go. All right, more clickworthy stories around 9:50. Brad Pitt's back in the news. Something, though, I think he's pretty happy about.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
The most music in Madtown is on 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. Thank you very much for having us on. We do appreciate that. You could file this under the Why Does This Never Happen to Me category. Or something very cool, actually, that happened online. I don't know if you remember a week or two ago, Krista, I was telling you about a story of a kid that goes to Kansas State University. His name is Hunter, and he's a freshman. And he found this note on his car. He said he had to go inside the building for 2 minutes, parked his car out front, ran into the building to go do something, came back out, and on a napkin, somebody had actually written this. Saw a Kit Kat in your cup holder. I love Kit Kats. So I checked your door, and it's unlocked. Did not take anything other than the Kit Kat. I am sorry, and I'm hungry. Right?
Okay, yeah.
So Hunter, being, you know, somebody probably in his early 20s, went right to Twitter and put it on. That thing had been shared over 250,000 times.
That's hilarious.
It is funny. Broke into the car, a college student looking for a Kit Kat.
Yes.
I mean, you can't write this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when this thing went viral, the people at Kit Kat got a hold of it, and they actually sent him a little box, and it basically said, we heard about your ordeal with the Kit Kat, we thought this would make this better, and they sent him a box of Kit Kats, like 100 of them.
Wow!
And when you're in college, come on.
Oh my gosh!
It's like hitting the mother load.
No, even if you're a parent, you're like, yes.
That's awesome. You know what? But that's not even the best part.
Oh, what is the best part?
The best part is that when Hunter went out to his car to get in it for classes that day, he found 6,500 candy bars in the car that they'd also given him.
Oh,
so they filled
the
entire car with Kit Kats.
So lucky.
It's unbelievable.
By the way, my vehicle is located at 730 Railback Drive. I'll leave it unlocked.
You'd get mad, though, if somebody put a bunch of candy bars in your car, because you're like all car, like, ooh, my car's a little nice. Not mine, man.
Really,
you could throw
a bunch
of Kit Kats in my car. Anyway, one of the big wigs over at Kit Kat said, when we heard about what happened to Hunter, we felt bad. That being said, we deeply appreciate the kidnappers. They're calling him the kidnapper. Sincerity in owning up to his craving. We can empathize. Sometimes you just need a break. And that way they gave him 6,500 Kit Kat bars. And you know what? This kid seems like a good guy. You know what he did? He went all over the Kansas State University and he gave 5,000 of them away to
people. Just to random people.
Yeah. But there's a story that has a happy ending. Unbelievable. Funny story, though. Broke into a car just because you saw a Kit Kat. How many times have you wanted to do that?
Oh, yeah. Many times, man. Yeah. When I see kids eating candy,
you just go right up to them and you take it from them.
I
love
do.
That. We'll be at the mall. You're like, give me that.
That's mine. You don't need that.
Marco and Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams. You just have to get up, get up. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast. You just have to get up, get up, get up. Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.